Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Centre for Science and Culture. I'm Andrew McDermott. On this episode, the editor of the Centre for Science and Culture's Evolution News and Science Today brings us two of his recent articles. The first of these, journalist Sam Tannenhaus assails conservatives on science.
I'm a big fan of the journalist and historian Sam Tannenhaus, former editor of the New York Times Book Review. He wrote an amazing biography of Whittaker Chambers and is completing the definitive work on the life of William F. Buckley, Jr. The latter I absolutely can't wait to read, but Tannenhaus stumbled recently in an op-ed for Bloomberg. It's a dismissal of conservatives on science, seeking to explain, quote, why conservatives have always distrusted science, close quote. He cites the issues you'd expect, from climate change to evolution, invoking Scopes and Dover, the, quote, Republican war on science, and more. The language is so sweeping in some places that I was taken aback. He allows, quote, this is not to say it is only conservatives who distrust science. Liberals sometimes do too, on issues like nuclear power, the laboratory use of animals in medical testing, and genetically modified foods. But, he says, it is usually a conservative who will say, with a hint of defiance, I'm not a scientist, and then go on to dismiss evidence of climate change or impute sinister intentions to the American and British scientists whose emails were hacked in the ClimateGate controversy in 2009, or, more recently, be swayed by arguments that findings on global warming are, quote, fake science. The reason is, he says, that for many on the right, including high-powered writers and thinkers, science is itself a kind of fakery, especially when it comes into conflict with long-held beliefs or ideologies. Actually, the last time I had heard a conservative, a prominent journalist, say, I'm not a scientist, it was as a preamble to ignorantly dismissing skeptics of Darwinian theory. I'm not a scientist, he said, but I do listen to the scientists, and the scientists say. And what is this? Science is altogether a kind of fakery, says Tannenhaus. Scientific theory is at once outlandish and dangerous, he says, a view attributed by Tannenhaus to, quote, high-level conservative doctrine, close quote, not any particular scientific theory, he seems to be saying, but scientific theory as a whole. I've never met anyone who thinks science is, quote, fakery, outlandish and dangerous. Have you? Who does he think we are? Ted Kaczynski? Tannenhaus goes on to recount how, quote, conservatives began to combat the scientific consensus with other, quote, science more to their liking. And here it comes. There was a sweeping movement, mainly in the South, to replace, quote, Darwinism with teachings on creationism and the divine, quote, fine-tuning of, quote, intelligent design. This grossly misrepresents both ID and academic freedom legislation, as readers of ours at Evolution News know well. Here's Tannenhaus on Dover. Quote, a highly publicized court case in Pennsylvania replayed the Scopes trial 80 years ago, only in reverse. The judge ruled that intelligent design wasn't a true alternative to evolution. There was a difference, he explained, between a creed and a theory, close quote. From this, you would never know that the main institution advocating intelligent design, Discovery Institute, advised the Dover School Board to cease and desist from trying to push ID into their science classrooms. You would never know that ID is no, quote, creed, but rather a careful, if controversial, inference from mainstream scientific evidence. Omissions like that are rampant in popular coverage of anything to do with ID. This makes many of us suspicious of journalists. And anyway, how does it display a proper reverence for science to cite, as authoritative on an ultimate scientific question that has stirred debate for millennia, the opinion of some Pennsylvania judge? This is not worthy of a thoughtful man like Sam Tannenhaus, who, after chronicling conservatives up close for decades, should know better. Watching William Buckley debate in favor of intelligent design on an episode of Firing Line, in company with our Discovery Institute colleagues Michael Behe, David Berlinski, and Philip Johnson, should by itself be enough to clear away a great deal of misunderstanding. No, what many conservatives distrust is not science, but attempts to abuse the prestige of science and its name. We oppose efforts to bypass normal debate, skirt messy arguments, silence opponents, and enact corrosive social change, transforming institutions and worldviews on the basis of appeals to unquestionable authority. Quote, science says, we see how that prestige impresses intellectuals and policymakers who don't take the time to investigate the relevant ideas for themselves. Our suspicion is aroused by far too easy dismissals of, for example, a profound and complex theory like intelligent design as no more than, quote, fine-tuning. Good gravy. Conservatives have not, quote, always mistrusted science, and do not now. What they and every thoughtful person should mistrust is simplistic treatments of deep and complicated questions.
That was David Klinghoffer reading from one of his recent essays at Evolution News and Science Today. And now, a second, shorter piece from David, entitled Brian Josephson, Nobel Laureate in Physics, is 80% confident in intelligent design. As you listen, notice how the views and arguments of this world-renowned scientist have no place in the alternate reality we find in journalist Sam Tannenhaus's depiction of the evolution ID debate. The way Tannenhaus tells it, a world-renowned scientist like Brian Josephson, convinced that the scientific evidence points to intelligent design, shouldn't exist. But there the Nobel laureate is, in living color, and laying his pro-ID cards on the table in a PBS interview, no less. David Klinghoffer has the rest of the story.
This is new to me. Brian Josephson is a Welsh physicist and a 1973 Nobel laureate who estimates his confidence in intelligent design at about 80%. It comes up in an interview with host Robert Lawrence Kuhn for the PBS series Closer to Truth. Given the choice between ID, theistic evolution, and unguided, or quote, random evolution, Dr. Josephson opts for intelligent design. I believe, he says, that intelligence may play a role in how evolution has occurred. One of the big mistakes of those who attack intelligent design is to regard evolution and God as mutually exclusive. So they say that someone who believes in intelligent design doesn't believe in evolution. But that's not the case. Also, he goes on to say, I'd say science has disappeared into something political, really, as the statement that creationism disguised as science is a totally false view of what's happened, close quote. Josephson distinguishes between ID and young earth creationism, saying that while ID proponents may hold religious beliefs, those do not determine their scientific conclusions. Quote, we may have these religious beliefs, but let's see what science can tell us, and that's what intelligent design is. It isn't creationism in disguise at all, close quote. He compares design and evolution to human creativity and concedes that his ideas about ID may not be consistent with traditional theism. The kicker comes at the end. Kuhn says, what is your confidence level on a scale of 0 to 100 that the design of the process of evolution is by some kind of transcendent intelligence? Josephson answers, well, about 80%, close quote, adding that, quote, materialism would have a hard time if that were known to be correct, close quote. And that is certainly true. It need not be added, but I'll add it anyway, that obviously one Nobel laureate's say-so doesn't establish the argument for design in biology or cosmology. But this is interesting, and it goes to show something we've seen here before, that once you reach a certain level of stature and perhaps a certain age as well, you stop feeling the need to self-censor. Then the truth, as you see it, comes out. The same might be said of another Nobel Prize winner in physics, Charles Townes, who came out for intelligent design in cosmology. At Uncommon Dissent, several years ago, the writer Vijay Torley noted some ID-friendly remarks made by Josephson in a 2008 lecture to the Cambridge Physics Society, but this would seem to seal the case. To judge from his Wikipedia page, this is not the first time Dr. Josephson has expressed sympathy for unorthodox views. Closer to Truth doesn't date the interview, but one comment on it at their website goes back 3 years, so it's not brand new. He is 77 years old and an emeritus professor at the Cavendish Laboratory, Cambridge University.
That was the editor of Evolution News and Science Today, David Klinghoffer. For more great articles on evolution and intelligent design, visit the site at evolutionnews.org. That's evolutionnews.org. This is Andrew McDermott for Intelligent Design the Future. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.